everybody, and welcome to episode 355 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Cusinez, and today I got some games to talk about. But first, I want to talk briefly about The Americans, which is a TV series that is in its fifth and I think final season. I believe it's FX. I just finished the first season. And if you don't know what it's about a couple who are living in America. They have a family, seem like a normal American family, couple, all that jazz, but they're actually KGB spies. And this takes place during the Reagan presidency, and it's really good. It's kind of weird watching it now because of all the Russia stuff going on in our country today and all that nonsense. But that aside, it's really good. I will say that I think Kerry Russell is still a bit hard to swallow as this undercover. I don't even want to say if it's undercover. That seems like the wrong thing to talk about these people. But as a Russian spy, she doesn't come across as believable as her counterpart, played by Matthew Rhys, who just kills it. He is fantastic. I don't know if he's ever been nominated, but I feel like he should get some praise in terms of awards and all that, at least just being nominated or something, because he is fantastic in the series. And I can't think of anything else I've seen him in. He looks familiar. I feel like I've seen his face before, but nothing comes to mind. But he is fantastic in the show. And it's just a really, really good show. There was a standout episode where I don't even want to say what happens, but I think it was episode 6. So if you watch it, episode 6, if I'm right, let me know if you think that was a pretty standout episode as well. But it's really good. The first 4 seasons are streaming on Amazon, free for Prime members. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can check out, you know, all of the seasons up to the current one, not including the current one, for free with your Prime membership. So definitely check that out. It's really good. I do get sometimes annoyed just by all the sex that happens on it, just because it goes from a quiet scene to then a woman moaning, and I'm like, I don't want other people to hear this. It's just like, and I don't even want to hear it that loudly. It's just like, quiet. There are some things that annoy me about the series, but overall, really good. Other than the loud moaning, there are a few other things, but I feel like to talk about them would be to spoil it. And they're not anything that's so bothersome that I don't enjoy watching it. So I'm excited to keep watching more and hopefully get up to the current season. Now, on to the games I've been playing. I got 2 to talk about today on today's episode. Today and today. This is the Today Show with Mark Cusinez. No one ever wants to see that. That'd be the worst Today Show ever. But what I have to talk about, Hellion and Tabletop Racing World Tour, which are 2 very, very similar games. They're not. But I'll start off with Tabletop Racing World Tour, which just came out on Xbox One March 10th, I believe. I got a code for it, and it's been available on PC and PS4 for a while now. The big difference between this copy and those is that this comes with all the DLC that has come out to date, just included with the game. And the other thing they made note of, which I'd be surprised if they didn't patch this into the other versions, and kind of surprised that it isn't in the other versions, but they made note of in the press release that it includes voice chat. So that's cool, I guess. It just seems weird that that hasn't been in the game yet, if that really is the case. But Tabletop Racing World Tour is a kart-esque arcade racer. So you're racing around these little environments. It's sort of like Micro Machines aesthetically, just, you know, you're these little cars on tables and whatnot, tabletop racing, and, you know, you're driving around books or, you know, giant lamps. They're they're giant to you because you're a tiny little car. Lunch boxes, books, you know, spray bottles, etc. But instead of it being a micro machine over the top view, it's, you know, pulled, you know, fairly back, a third person perspective, like a traditional racer, you know, like Mario Kart or whatever. And it's not too bad. It's very typical arcadey kart-esque racer with your like elimination modes, your weaponless modes. It has weapons and boosts and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a lot of that stuff. There are some shortcuts you can find here and there as well. And you can upgrade your cards. You can buy different cars and upgrade them. Use only certain ones for specific events. And then there are challenges. And overall, it's pretty decent. It's $14.99, so it's not too much either. Visually, it looks pretty good for what it is. It's nothing that you would, you know, bring over your friends or your family and be like, look at how good this game looks. Look at what my console can do. But nobody would ever expect that. But in terms of the gameplay, I have one issue. And this is, it's more of a gripe and just an annoyance for me than something that is a serious problem. But there's no handbrake. And that bothers me because in any type of arcade racer, I want to be able to take turns, tight turns, really easily, really quickly with a handbrake. You know, I just want that arcadey feel, even if it's not realistic. And that doesn't exist in tabletop racing. I think there are drifting tires you can buy and some vehicles that are more attuned to drifting. But in my opinion, it would make more sense that every car is just able to drift like crazy. You know, they should just all be able to drift like the most highly tuned drifting car in the world. And even if they couldn't drift all the same, there should be a handbrake. I don't know of many racing games of any sort, simulation or arcadey, that don't have handbrakes in them. And that just seems really weird. And I haven't gotten any, but I think there are some drifting events, or maybe I did do some. But it just, it makes it feel a little less, I don't know, fluid. It just takes a little bit away from the game for me, because I want that handbrake. I want that ability to just take sharp turns really easily. And just drift like a madman, because drifting feels really good, especially in these types of games. I'm not a big Mario Kart player, but I think drifting and like the boost you get from drifting correctly or something, or those sparks or whatever, is a big part of that game and a lot of, you know, arcade races. So it just seems weird that it's not more prevalent and in some ways non-existent. Really, to any kind of significant extent in tabletop racing. But other than that, you know, for $15, it's a solid racer. You know, you have online play. You got a lot of content. A good amount of vehicles. I think they're like 18 or so, or 16, 18, something along those lines. And I think just over 30 different courses. I'm not really sure if that includes, like, you know, going along the course, but in reverse or whatever. But it's a solid package. And if you're looking for something like that, a little arcadey kart racer, then, you know, you don't have many options on consoles other than Nintendo that have Mario Kart, which you can just keep playing that. So yeah, if that sounds like something you'd be into, probably worth checking out. And like I said, it's been available on PS4 and PC for a while now. So if you have one of those consoles and you never got around to it, check it out. It's probably been on sale before too, or maybe you can just wait for a sale. Yeah. Now, moving on to Hellion. Hellion is an early access game. It is I'm going to read, the little description here off of Steam. After a century in cryosleep, you find yourself stranded amidst the ruins of mankind's first interstellar colony. Explore derelict ships and stations and harvest raw resources in search of air, fuel, and other equipment. Or loot and pillage what you need from other survivors. The choice is yours. So this is what will be know, maybe in a way could be like Rust in Space or those types of games where you're in this open world that are somewhat MMO-ish. You have your servers where, you know, maybe you have 100 people in a server or whatever. You know, nothing like thousands and thousands of people in the same server, I don't believe. At least from what I remember from looking at servers, I think the highest were in the hundreds. But, you know, you start off on the ship and you don't really get much direction or anything. And it sounds and seems like it could be really cool. But the problem is, it is as early access as a game can be. And I don't want to, you know, take points away from the game because of that. Because, you know, it's right out in front with all that. You know it's an early access game. You know it's not finished. But there are different types of early access games in my experience. There are those that are fairly bug-free. You know, they run well. They're just lacking the content. You know, maybe they're going to have 8 different worlds when everything is said and done. But right now, they just have 2. So by supporting them now in early access, you're helping them fund the development time needed to create those other levels. But for what you have at the time of purchase, it all runs fine, feels good. You know, it's what the game will be. You're just not having the full content. Then there are those that they might have all the content and just be very buggy, and that's what they need to iron out. Hellion is more in the latter, though I can't say anything about whether or not all the content is in there, but I can say that it is a very buggy game at this point in time. It doesn't really explain a lot. There are things where it's just like, okay, all of a sudden this happens and now I have to reset the game. I have to exit out. You know, I don't want to go into too many details in terms of just, oh, I've experienced this bug and that bug, but it is a buggy experience. It is an early access game. It is something that if you like the sound of it and you really want to support them, you know, think of it as of getting in on the ground floor at a Kickstarter, you know, getting the game right off the bat after funding that, and wanting to help them out and be essentially a QA tester for them. That is the only way I would recommend picking up Hellion right now, because that's the state of the game at this point. It is too buggy and problematic to really recommend to anyone who doesn't want to deal with that or wants, you know, to have, I don't want to say you can't have an enjoyable experience with it, but it's just an early access game. And, you know, you get what you expect with that. It's just, it's always weird talking about early access games because of this issue. And, you know, oh, how do I tell people what to do, or how do I recommend, or what do I say about a game that is in early access, that is, you know, letting people know that it's not like it's released as a full finished game and it's all messed up. No, it is saying right here, it's, you know, an early access game, it's not complete, etc., etc., blah, 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 blah. And it's only at version 0.2. So, you know, there's lots to do. I will say that it seems like the developers, since it launched in, I believe, late February, they have been pretty vocal with the community, you know, and they've been releasing stuff on a steady-ish basis. Or maybe it's on, I'm looking at the Steam page right now, 0.17, and that 0.2 will be coming. But yeah, it's buggy. It's got its share of issues. It's got some weird control things too. I don't like the way it feels when you're in zero gravity, which is weird to say because the developer and publisher is named Zero Gravity. But just the feeling of the movement and all that feels a bit off to me. It just felt like it was really, really kind of stunting my movability, and that like my ability to turn and maneuver in zero gravity was like way, way too restricted. If it sounds interesting to you, like just based off that little paragraph I read and this idea of potentially something like a Rust-esque game in space, you know, all those, I don't know any other game to mention besides Rust, because that's the only one I really know of, and I haven't played Rust, but you know, those type of open world MMO-esque griefing survival rogue-like-ish whatever games, and it's first person, looks okay, but you know, early access, it could use a lot of once-overs, but it's decent enough, and it does run fine. I just don't like all the choices in terms, like I said, with the zero gravity, but I'll maybe put some more time into it, or maybe I'll check it out again when 0.20 hits, but I just think it's early access. So be wary of that. You know, of course, you can always do refunds or whatever. I don't know how those works. I've never actually done a refund or anything. But if you want to check it out and give it a few hours and then see if it is for you, or if it's not, then, you know, do that. Check it out. But just keep in mind that it is very much so an early access game. It's not sort of like, oh, it's just, you know, we got a few more things to do, a few little knots to kink out, and then we'll get everything right and dandy. And I don't know what the final expected price is. So, you know, that's one of the benefits that you can sometimes get with early access games, getting a discount by jumping in from the very beginning. But that's Hellion, which is available on Steam right now in early access for $24.99. It's only available for Windows, so no Mac or Linux at the moment. Whether or not that does come in the future, I do not know. And it's keyboard and mouse, no controller support. Don't know if that's in the works or not, but it has potential, just is really, really rough right now. Really rough. But that will do it for today's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Cujinez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, something else. What's the other thing I wanted to... on Steam, what I was just talking about. You can find me on there as well, at PX Sausage. That is at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm the Kush 3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, the other podcasts we do, the art I do, which if you like, you can go over to pxsart.com, occasional videos. And if you want to watch me stream every now and again, go over to twitch.tv/pixelatedsausage. I did stream me not playing Clicker Heroes yesterday in the wee hours of the morning, and it was a disaster. Not doing that again, so I'm still trying to find my jam, what game I should be streaming. And of course, youtube.com/pixelatedsausage. You can check out videos over there as well. And if you'd like to support the site in general, go over to patreon.com/pxs and become a patron of Pixelated Sausage, because you love what we do. And also, if you haven't already, go over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast and all the other podcasts we do. Yeah, so that will do it. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.